It's the most fascinating, wonderful story in the world because it's the story of life. It happens to everyone. What starts with living? And how are we like the animals and the way we begin our lives? How are we different from them? These are questions we all begin to ask as soon as we grow old enough to wonder about ourselves. And I suppose the oldest stories told children are that the stork brings babies, or that babies are bought at a hospital, or that they're left in a basket on the doorstep by a good fairy. The truth of the matter is that 9 months before you were born, you were an egg. That's right. You were a tiny, tiny egg, so small that you were almost too little to be seen. You were smaller than the tiniest pinhead, just as round as the dot a sharp pencil makes on paper. All people, all animals begin their lives as an egg. Whales, fleas, monkeys, elephants, birds, fish, snakes, every other kind of creature started living as an egg. And so did human beings. We come into the world as babies, but before we're born, each of us grows to be a baby from an egg so small you could scarcely see it on your fingertip. And right now, I want you to look at your fingers for a moment. Turn your hands over so that your palms are up towards you. Now, do you see the little lines on your hand there and on each fingertip? No other person in the world has those same lines and just that same arrangement. No other person in the world has exactly the same kind of eye, nose, feet, or fingers as you have. You are the only one just like you who was ever born or who will ever be born. So the next time you look at yourself in the mirror, think what a rare and marvelous creation you are. And all of you came from a tiny little egg. And even when it was no bigger than a pinhead, it was filled with plans for you to grow up to be a certain kind of a baby. There were built-in orders for the kind of hair you'd have, the color of your eyes, the size of your brain, and whether you'd be a boy or a girl. And all of this growing up would happen in just 9 months, and the result would be you, a live human baby. Now, of course, you know that every living thing has babies of the same kind as the parents. A mother and father horse only have baby horses. A mother and father rhinoceros only have a baby rhinoceros. And your mother and father, of course, only have baby boys and girls. But in one way, we're all alike. Every baby animal and every human baby starts from a tiny egg. So let's take a look at the egg from which you first began. Because right here is the most mysterious, amazing and miraculous part of the whole story. And to understand what the egg is made of, you must look at something alive under a microscope. You know what that is. It's a big magnifying glass. And under this, you see that anything alive, whether it's a leaf from a tree or a piece of skin from a person, is made up of a great many tiny, small little parts. Now, these tiny little parts that your eyes could never see without the help of the magnifying glass are called cells. And these cells are like building blocks. When Mother Nature puts enough of these blocks together, she can build trees, flowers, or giraffes. You, for instance, are made up entirely of these cells. Not hundreds or thousands or even millions, but billions and billions and billions of cells all stuck together. And these cells are each made in different shapes and sizes. What they really are is thank you.
We'll be right back. Oh.